Exclusive. Senator Tuberville vows to serve as sledgehammer dismantling swamp to implement Trump agenda. By Joshua Klein on November 20, 2024. America needs to be rebuilt piece by piece after 4 years of chaos. According to Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who vowed to act as a sledgehammer for President-elect Donald Trump's MAGA agenda, shaping confirmations and holding Republicans accountable in the next Congress. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Sen. Tuberville declared his steadfast commitment to advancing Donald Trump's vision, emphasizing his role as a sledgehammer for the MAGA agenda. "We need to terminate the big alligators loose in the swamp," he said, insisting that President Trump's vision is the only path forward, and I'm fully on board with his direction to rebuild this country. Tuberville, who currently serves as a member of the Senate Armed Service Committee, SASC, and has been a staunch ally of Trump since 2016, described his alignment with the incoming president as deeply rooted in shared constitutional values and a mutual desire to dismantle Washington's entrenched bureaucracy. "The American people have lost confidence, plain and simple. That's why President Trump ran on the agenda to start over and rebuild this country. And that's exactly what we're going to have to do. It's going to require taking things apart piece by piece and putting them back together, guided by the Constitution and powered by the hard-working people of this nation. This won't be easy, it'll be incredibly hard. But we cannot continue down the path we're on, because there's no light at the end of this tunnel." Turning to his Republican colleagues, Tuberville, who was the first senator to endorse Trump in 2022, noted that what's been tried in the past hasn't worked, and it's not going to work. "It's time to get on board the Trump train and fully support his agenda, because he's the one who's been chosen to tear down the broken system and rebuild it. I'm all in," he stated. The former famed college football coach turned senator reflected on his history with Trump, from their discussions on policy to their shared belief in returning the government to constitutional principles. "I've been very fortunate to be around him and listen to him one-on-one in private situations, and to me, there's not a better American than Donald Trump in terms of love of country and who knows how to put our country back together after it's almost been destroyed," he said. Sen. Tuberville then slammed the Biden-Harris administration for actions that repeatedly pushed the boundaries of legality. "The law was broken," he said, pointing to the administration's attempt to proceed with student loan forgiveness despite the Supreme Court's clear ruling against it. He also cited the administration's policies at the southern border, which allowed illegal crossings to surge unchecked, contributing to drug-related deaths and criminal activity. "We were lied to from day one," he stated, from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, "the borders closed. It was all an intentional lie and set up to change this country to something that it's not and it's not going to be." The senator, who stood alone for 10 months last year holding all senior military promotions over the Pentagon's abortion policy, expressed grave concerns over what he described as divisive identity politics and unconstitutional practices in federal policies. He criticized the erosion of Title IX protections in women's sports, taxpayer-funded abortions in the military, and the rise of gender-focused conflicts orchestrated to divide Americans further. "They've done so many things to take this country apart and divide us even more," Tuberville stated. He expressed unwavering support for Trump's priorities, including cracking down on what he described as wokeness in federal institutions, reforming military policies, and addressing fiscal irresponsibility. As Tuberville puts it, his mission is clear: "I represent the people of Alabama, and they expect me to follow Trump's lead. We're going to rebuild this country the right way, starting with the Constitution." Moreover, Tuberville addressed what he sees as the unprecedented weaponization of the DOJ under the current administration, as well as the use of lawfare against its political adversaries. Citing the DOJ's investigations of Trump, including the raid on Mar-a-Lago and ongoing legal battles, Tuberville described these actions as blatant lawfare meant to undermine Trump politically. "For this guy to go through all that, two assassination attempts, the Mar-a-Lago raid, and still win, and want to, it shows his perseverance," he said. According to Tuberville, the solution lies in fully supporting Trump's team and agenda, ensuring that his vision for America has the tools needed to succeed. "Why in the world would we get in the way of a guy that's gone through all this and had the biggest political upset in history, twice? he asked. Highlighting the urgency of the situation, Tuberville concluded by emphasizing the critical need for a shift in leadership. For the next 2 months, we're focused on playing defense, doing everything we can to counter the ongoing chaos from the Democrat Socialist Party. But come January 3rd, when we take control, we'll finally be able to start addressing and correcting the many problems they've created, he stated. And trust me, there's no shortage of them, he added. San. Tuberville's steadfast support for President-elect Trump and his decisive actions, such as holding up military promotions over the Pentagon's abortion policy and endorsing key figures like former Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz and Fox News host and military veteran Pete Hegseth, have cemented his status as a power broker in the Senate. He is now advising Gaetz on confirmation strategy and will whip Senate votes for his approval, and has come out strongly for Hegseth, insisting there needs to be massive downsizing at the Pentagon. The senator's rising prominence and influence was highlighted during Trump's recent rally at Madison Square Garden, where Tuberville received two personal shout-outs from the former president, an acknowledgement of his central role in Trump's political resurgence. Furthermore, President-elect Trump lauded him for his willingness to take on the radical left fascists and thugs destroying America. Last week, Sen. Tuberville declared that the four-year national nightmare that Americans have been forced to endure under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is finally over. Previously, he asserted that both the United States and Israel are facing a fight of good versus evil, as he warned that both countries were at breaking points, and that Israel is hated because it shares America's values. As he prepares to hold Republicans accountable and shape the confirmation process for Trump's nominees, Tuberville is emerging as a critical force in advancing Trump's agenda in the next Congress. With 2 months left in the current Congress, Tuberville is preparing to go on the offensive, ensuring the MAGA agenda dominates the legislative agenda and promising to hold fellow Republicans accountable for their votes to enable the new administration to implement its America First agenda on day one. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.